This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Forget you. BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. A free app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. And new kids on the block. We got a code word for you coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Something I was going to mention. Oh. The Simone Biles thing that down at the arena tonight. What's it called? Club Gold or something? Gold something.
Gold over America.
Yeah. Gold over America. That thing, tickets down front is 200 and what?
There's some for $229, and then there's I've also found a pair for $180.
I think that's a bargain.
You do?
I do.
I mean, because she is the GOAT. Yeah.
She's the greatest ever.
Yeah, she is.
The greatest ever's in town to perform. I mean, from the Olympics to here, blah, blah, blah. That's a good price, I think.
You know, we just did the tablet trash and all that and the P. Diddy stuff. And it was interesting because we got a text right immediately after we did that. And it said, hey, you guys, oh, my gosh, Jennifer Aniston is part of it. Her house just got raided by the FBI. So I'm thinking,
Oh, my God,
Jennifer Aniston is part of it?
There's no way.
No, I knew it. No, think about it. Look at Jennifer Aniston. Does she not look like a Diddy player?
Right?
Yes.
So then I write back, source, question mark. And then, by the way, we have a live text NATO in studio 51059. And then they write back, TMZ, check it out for yourself if you don't believe me.
Oh, she's in trouble.
Right. So I go, and there it is. It says Jennifer Aniston. I'm like, holy crap.
Oh, it's terrible.
She's a headline. And I'm like, all right, I guess I was wrong. But it says, dumbass. It says Jennifer Aniston swatted. Right? That whole swatted thing where somebody calls the police and says they need to check on
it's
her?
It's a trend, yeah.
Yeah. Jennifer Aniston home is swatted. Cops show up.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
So she's not knee deep in the white party?
There's nothing.
No. She didn't stay for the after hour stuff?
No, not at all.
She doesn't have like 500,000 bottles of baby oil in her?
No. She does not. I mean, she might have one.
Well, son of a gun.
But she does not have 5,000 bottles. So somebody called the police on her and said, will you check on my friend? And it said he. Will you check on my friend? He just hung up the phone and said, this will be the last time you heard from me. Yeah. So the cops go to the address. They never mention it's Jennifer Aniston. Her security team are like, what are you talking about? And they're like, somebody called. And so she's like, oh, my God, this is... They've done it to so many celebrities now. It's a new trend. It was like
Nicki Minaj, Rihanna, Chris Brown,
thing.
Yeah.
But to going back, how can you see this TMZ headline and think that the FBI just raided her house?
And it clearly says LAPD. Nowhere FBI.
There's
nowhere.
No FBI, and it clearly says swatted. So another one that's just gone viral. Oh, my God. You guys, this internet's killing us all. The North American pine squid is not real. It's an internet hoax.
Pine squid?
But I've never heard of that.
Yeah. It went viral. There was the North American pine squid, hashtag pine squid. I guess it went viral. It looks like a squid, but it hangs onto trees.
That's a thing.
Yeah, I guess it went viral yesterday, right? And everybody's passing around like...
A pine squid?
The pine squid. Yeah, the North American pine squid. Guess what?
What?
It's all a lie.
Well, we'd have them in Colorado if they did exist.
Yeah, we got lots of pine trees.
Yeah.
This guy, this Facebook user, Brian Watson, took to social networking to explain that it's actually an internet hoax.
Well, just great.
I can't take it anymore.
Jennifer Aniston, Pine Squids. I know. I can't believe it.
But that is good AI, isn't it? Are you looking at it?
It's really good.
I can't tell if they're balloons or AI, but yeah, it is creepy looking.
It is creepy, but it's not real. It's the Pine Squid is not real. So don't tell your friends and don't freak out.
I haven't seen the Pine Squid.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I won't spread that misinformation
today.
Okay,
good.
I'm not going to be sharing that one.
Just trying to help.
All right. I just saw a story. If I think about all the airlines that are out there, I figured that the healthiest when it comes to finances is probably Southwest Airlines. Wouldn't you?
Not anymore. Not since that Christmas breakdown.
I just assume they still do pretty good because anytime I try to book Southwest, it's pretty full. So I just assumed that it was. But now they're cutting flights in various cities and whatever to save costs. And they're about to add that luggage fee now. It looks like that's going to happen
that's
too,
not
which
gonna
people
go
are going to
well.
Be
I
really
know.
Upset about.
Yeah, they
you
are.
You know? So yeah. I don't know if that helps or not. But then speaking of transportation, did you see the bus in Los Angeles that got hijacked yesterday?
But I saw the movie.
Speed. Jamie, when you watch the video, I swear, it is the movie. Right, Spadil?
Yeah,
it you
is.
Saw it.
Yeah.
Are there people on it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is Keanu Reeves on it?
Yeah. And Sandra Bullock.
She's on it, too?
She's driving?
It's ironic. No, they're not on
okay,
it.
Okay, fine.
That's crazy, though, in the police chase.
We begin this morning with breaking news. A wild scene as multiple police officers chase an MTA bus that had been hijacked. All of this playing out on the streets of downtown Los Angeles. That chase eventually turned into a very tense standoff. That standoff turned into a dramatic rescue this morning after police saved the bus driver being held hostage.
Hey, good morning, and a heavy police presence here this morning. Alameda and 6th Street, right between 6th and 7th, actually, you can see this area blocked off. And far in the distance there, you can see that Metro bus parked near the sidewalk. You see it there with the message, emergency, call 911, and you can see
holy cow.
You know, we still, though, have the most infamous chase in the history of the world.
Balloon Boy?
No.
What?
The guy with the tank.
The guy with the tank.
Yeah, that
was pretty good.
That was really good.
Yeah, but with the guy with the tank, I mean, he is the guy that's in the tank and you want him killed or whatever, arrested or whatever. This has got innocent people on board.
Yeah, that's true.
That takes it to a whole different level, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, with the tank guy, okay.
Are you talking about the killdozer?
Huh?
Are you talking about the killdozer?
Yeah, the killdozer.
That was a bulldozer, right?
Yeah. So, so did you see but the thing with him, he was this close to hitting those jet fuel tanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was this close.
So it wasn't a tank.
It was an outfitted bulldozer.
So he made it look like a tank. No, he
had armor on it.
It had armor all around it. He made it into a tank.
Yeah.
So it was bulletproof.
For all intents and purposes, it definitely was a tank.
If you look at it first sight, it looks like a tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he just customized it.
No kidding.
You know how, like, back in the day, somebody took a Fiat and made it look into, like a Porsche?
Yeah.
With the Bondo?
Yeah.
He did that.
Yeah, like Pimp My Ride.
put a couple of spoilers on there.
Yeah.
You got yourself a Porsche. Ferrari, man.
Yeah.
Porsche.
Yeah,
that's a scary scene, though, out of L.A. But man, L.A. has the best chases.
Oh,
they really do. I mean, they're car chases out there. They're covered with helicopters. It's on the local news. They have some good stuff. Now, I'm not saying we should do it. Well, I kind of am. But I'm not saying that we do it here because it does endanger other people.
But sometimes they go nowhere.
It's good TV.
If you want to follow the people that always chase, the news agency, it's KTLA. They always follow the chase, but sometimes it just goes nowhere. You're like, oh, yep, I don't know where he went. Ugh. What do you mean you don't know where he went?
But you don't.
I just spent an hour.
But you don't realize that it doesn't go anywhere until after it's over.
No.
During the chase, I'm still into it, Jamie.
Well, no, I know, but then the guy ran into an apartment complex, and then they just gave up. They just all went home.
Yeah.
They're like, well, whatever. He stole a car. He's in the complex somewhere. Right. We're not going
to
look for
him. It's going to take somebody creative to beat the bus from yesterday.
Yeah, the bus was good.
That's a good one. You got to admit.
That bus is good.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show coming up at 9 o'clock. We got a code word for you. If you want to fly away to to go out and see the new Kids on the Block in Vegas. Wow. All right, we've got a code word coming at 9. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. How's Ralphie doing?
He is so happy.
Yeah, Ralphie went off to college. He's out in California. Jamie took him out over the weekend, left him out there. You know, got to start the classes this week for the first time out of the house. Just checking on him. Is he spending a lot of money?
No, he hasn't spent a dime on his credit card because I follow it.
Wow.
No, not a dime. But, you know, like food is paid for. They're on campus. They're just feeling it out right now.
Yeah, it's early.
Yeah. So yesterday, it is early.
It's early.
Yesterday, they signed up for all the different clubs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so he signed up. My kid is such a nerd, but I love it and I'll take it. He signed up for the Rocket Team.
The rocket team?
Yeah. Now, like he signed up for the rocket team.
Do they
team.
Actually get in a rocket? Or No.
They blast them off? They make humongous. They have funding, and so they make rockets. It's about propulsion and all that.
Yeah.
And so they make rockets that go.
That would be cool, though.
Yeah.
You get to go out, you know, somewhere and launch these things.
Yeah. So I was like, that's rocket team. Okay, that's cool.
Now, I know that he got his scuba certification before he went out
He
there.
Signed up for scuba club.
Is he in on the scuba thing yet?
Got scuba club, got sailing club, got hiking club, camping club, rocket club.
He's literally going to be busy every single day of the week.
Like, that boy's a clubber.
I think you just do, you sign up for everything because you have to.
And see what
and
you
then
like.
You kind of feel it out and see what you like. But I did kind of get, I did become kind of a mama bear about somebody on Facebook. It kind of irritated me. So I posted pictures of like his food because his food looks good. The food looks really good.
Cafeteria?
Yeah, the cafeteria? Well, of his actual plate. And it's like all proteins and all that stuff. Remember,
yeah, that's not normal cafeteria food.
I don't know. Some people were saying that their kids at CU eat just as great as that.
Man, well then I went to a bad school because we just got slop.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think things have changed, you know. Like, who was it that tried to make like healthy food for schools and stuff? Was that like Obama or something? Yeah.
Michelle Obama.
So I think that you were already gone by then. You know, because
they started caring about kids after I left.
Yeah, because everybody got slop, but now they try to have salad bars and stuff like that. Yeah, so I, and then his room and all that stuff, which is all pretty cool. And somebody's like, well, yeah, if you know people, of course you get stuff like that. And that really ticked me off.
If you know people?
Like making it seem like I got him an in. In all this
like
stuff.
Privilege.
Like, I got him a privileged housing. I got him privileged food, all this stuff. So I did the fingers of fury.
Yeah.
You know how I get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
fingers of fury, right? So I was like, excuse me, but please do not take away the fact that my kid worked his ass off and did all the AP classes, was never a party animal in high school, and started college as a sophomore and got first selection of his dorm because he's a Regent Scholar! That's how it came out of my head. Yeah. But I was in cool caps. I was like, so do not take that away from this child.
Did you get a reply?
I haven't looked at it. I was too mad to look at it.
See it red.
I would guess that person is probably ghosting right now. Not going to reply to it.
It just makes me so mad. This kid did it by himself. He worked his ass off. You know, I did nothing for him. He didn't even want me to look at his essays. He's like, I got it, Mom. I don't need any. Yeah,
no, you've said over and over again that if you had your choice on it, you would like for him to stay closer to home.
Of course,
instead of going to where he chose to go.
He didn't get like the best room and the best food and all that. The food is standard. Everybody gets, if you buy that pass, you get that food.
Yeah, it's cafeteria food, right?
Exactly.
It's what they serve at the college.
Yeah, he's not at some kind of club.
Yeah.
Like at some like, on the side thing, you know?
Now, is the person that's writing this, is it another mother or is it
it's a woman,
so it's not a student?
No. And I clicked on her because that's what I do when you go after my kid, I go after you. And then I clicked on her and she's lame.
Well, she obviously doesn't know what she's talking about.
Exactly. But it just, when you go after my kid, you're done.
And here's what I don't understand. Why do you even go there? Why do you even go online to go there after somebody else's kid?
Because that's what people
makes
do.
No sense to me. It's like, mind your own business.
I know.
They have nothing else better to do.
Right. Who cares?
Although, I have to say I'm a hypocrite a little bit. Because I have said things about Kim Kardashian's kids. You know that little one that wears the fur and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, and that she shouldn't have like been in that play. Remember, she made that play and she's... Yeah.
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 All right.
So anyway, so yeah, so yeah, what right, comes around goes around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Lord, 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 Lord. There you go. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, the Odyssey app. You can get us for free there. You know what I hate about this whole Travis Kelce thing? Is we talk about the Kansas City Chiefs more than the Broncos. And I don't like that.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Because we're Broncos, man, and we hate the Chiefs. Well, as fans in general, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Travis Kelce, you know, you can't really not talk about him because, I mean, it is news, and there's a lot of stories out there. But I guess he's speaking right now, he and his brother, on their podcast. And he's defending his sloppy play in the NFL.
Well, do you want to play what the ESPN guy said about him first?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so people understand what's going on. Like, people are attacking him.
Oh, I see. Okay, this is Todd McShay from ESPN.
Every show I watch, every pregame show, halftime show, postgame show, weekday show, every broadcast I watch for the last few weeks, it's like, are we not allowed to say that he's out of shape, that he's been partying all offseason, he's been jet-setting around with the most famous person probably in the entire world, that he's drinking on, you know, going to the U.S. Open, and he's got cocktails in it. Like,
I don't know, but if he, all right, but look,
stop.
We both know there's a difference between having a drink at the U.S. Open and then thinking that it's just because of, I don't know that.
No, I know that. But right. What I do know is I want you to take a picture from preseason 2022 and then take a picture preseason 2024. They're barely the same human being, Ryan, and everyone's like, we got to get the ball. Why isn't he part of the offense? The defense is double. The coverage is this. Here's the thing. Bottom line with Kelce. The coverage and the respect he gets is the same. The athlete is not.
It is like, everybody's going crazy. It's like, I don't even think I care.
I think that most sports fans would be just absolutely blown away if you knew what your favorite athlete did in the offseason.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the thing is that I think he's even talking going up to training camp. Like, he's still at the U.S. Open during why he should be training.
Right.
That was after game one.
So that's what they were talking about.
But I just wish we'd go back to the days where the players could have like a cigarette at halftime if they wanted. I mean, what the hell? Look, they're only out there playing a sport. It's no big deal. It's not like it's world peace or anything.
Okay, so
you go to halftime, have yourself a cig if you want it.
I have a question because because I think it's finally happening. It's finally happening in this world. What? So, you know, as females, we see supermodels all the time. I mean, just all the time. We're bombarded with it. You know, everything that we think we're supposed to be, these long leggy supermodels, size zeros, beautiful, perfect, everything, right? We're just like, it's hit us in the face. And we feel like that you men see that and think, damn, I wish I had one of those, which you guys do, right? So, and it makes us insecure as women. We've talked about it for years and years. It does make you insecure. Did that thirst trap that Tom Brady put up yesterday, did that finally make you guys insecure? Did you guys finally go, my God, I'm ugly. My God, my body sucks.
I mean, why wouldn't you say, of course.
Finally, it's about damn time. We have a thirst trap on the men's side that you guys compare yourself to thinking, I can't do that.
I didn't see it.
Oh my God, he had his shirt
all over
off.
The place.
Did he?
Yeah, he talked about what his workout's like and he had his shirt off and oh my God.
Tom,
he looks good.
He puts every guy to shame. He really
every
does.
Single guy. He has zero body fat. He looks like he hasn't aged at all. His abs are killer. His arms, his whole physique. It's like, my God, finally men are like, you know, we have to try to live up to what you guys see. Live up to that, you son of a bitch.
I think it's more for you guys that have a leg day and an arm day, you know, than guys like me because we just, we look at people like Charles Barkley.
No, but there's got to be a little bit of you that thinks like, oh, well, if I really put my mind into it, I could do that
like,
if I wanted
that
to.
That guy has it all. He's got the money. He's got the fame. He's got the body.
He's got it all.
There's like, I mean, he's perfect.
Yeah, it's time for you bastards to feel insecure. Enjoy.
I didn't see it. I'll have to look it up.
It's good.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll send you to Vegas to see New Kids on the Block. Code word, 9 o'clock this morning.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.